The League of Legends betting podcast is brought to you by my patrons at patreon.com/gelatilol. There you can find bonus content like in-depth articles on macro trend analysis and league previews, as well as thoughts on breaking news and the podcast picks before the show is released to platforms. You also get to support your creators more directly. patreon.com/gelatilol. That's GELATILOL. Good morning slash afternoon, everybody. It's currently about 11:25 a.m. Eastern on Friday, March 22nd. We're just getting started, or we're just about to get started with the LEC slate, as well as the March Madness slate. I'm getting this out a little bit early today because I'm going to be hanging with some friends today. And we're going to start with the LPL slate. I'm going to have a recap of the Eastern slate. I'm going to do that tonight. I'm going to do like a full recap as to make kind of like make that LEC show. So the plan is much later tonight, probably much later, early Saturday morning, probably between 11 and 2 a.m. before the Eastern slate starts. I'm going to recap the LEC. I'm going to recap the Eastern slate from Friday, and then I'm going to do the LEC slate for Saturday morning later on tonight. So you can listen to it in the morning when you wake up, or if you're awake for the Eastern slate. Obviously, it'll just be easier because I'm going to have time to actually recap and watch, like, review those matches and have some opinions on it. Same thing, Patreon post will probably be up shortly before that. So this post is strictly for the Eastern slate for Saturday. First up, we have LPL Week 8, Day 6. OMG plus 157 on the money line, plus 1.5 maps at minus 194, minus 1.5 at plus 418 against Invictus Gaming, minus 193 on the money line, minus 1.5 maps at plus 158, plus 1.5 maps at minus 586. Invictus 3-3 as favorites, but 1-5 against the map spread. OMG 3-5 as dogs, 5-3 against the map spread as dogs. These two teams profile, like statistical profile, look basically the same, but OMG are the much more volatile sample size. Like OMG, you don't get the game-to-game consistency. It's just either high highs and low lows, more or less. They're sort of like a diet KT roster. There's another team we're going to touch on later that's even more so like that. But even with all of that in mind, you know, the model priced this like minus 139 plus 126 Invictus short favorites. A lot of the books are pricing it that way. Pinnacle actually has Invictus as much bigger favorites. I think OMG are worth a play at anything plus 145 or better. Really plus 140 or better. I think they're worth a play here. Invictus is floating a plus, or Pinnacle's floating a plus 157. I took OMG on the money line at plus 157 for one unit. I also played the map one under 12.5 towers at minus 219 for one unit. There's about a 10% edge on that, which is massive, but again, it's a map-to-map total, super volatile, so don't go too ham on that despite the massive advantage. Notably here, Invictus have clinched playoffs already. They are locked in. They're just battling for seeding now at this point, which they can't really affect all that much, but they could drop to as low as the 10 seed. OMG have not clinched playoffs. They absolutely need this win. Invictus are also starting Wen instead of Yushinomi. Yushinomi and Lan are the two best players on this team by a fair margin. So it should kind of tell you quite a bit about their thoughts on how much this match matters to them. You don't always want to just automatically assume that that's the case and that they're not going to be trying. I expect a game effort from Invictus here because, you know, the 6 seed and the 10 seed, that's a difference between side choice. But they clearly wanted to get this kid some games. I think we've seen one before. To be honest with you, I forget, though. I don't like this OMG team at all. I don't like Invictus either. The other dynamic at play in this series is that both of these teams are... These are two of the biggest delta teams between, like, when it comes to side choice. Both these teams are significantly worse offside than they are onside. So, and OMG have side choice for the series, which is another headwind working in your favor there. So I really like the OMG side of this. I don't like this team at all. I think Invictus are slightly better. I just think this price is a little too big. Next up, we have Team WE plus 170 on the money line, plus 1.5 maps at minus 185, minus 1.5 at plus 439 against LNG Esports, minus 210 on the money line, minus 1.5 maps at plus 151, plus 1.5 at minus 621. LNG 6-3 straight up as favorites, 4-5 against the map spread. WE 1-4 as dogs, 3-2 against the map spread. WE notably a kill total over team is dogs, 10-3 to the over with an average total of 24.1. But LNG are an under team as favorites, 8-15 against the kill total. 23.72 is their average totals, and they're still going under. So, you know, yeah, you know, fire and ice here when it comes to that. Stay is back in for WE. It's kind of weird. Like, they have this weird thing. Like, I don't think WE were losing because Prince was in, but they lost a lot of games when Prince was in, and they won a lot of games when Stay was in. I happen to think this is more a matter of the schedule than anything else, but, you know, there's a lot of people that think otherwise, and with Stay back in, people are feeling better about it. Something I'll note for this match, these two teams are mirror images of each other. Those on the Patreon got to see some choice memes. Not really. They were just recycled normal memes, but these are the same team. They play the same way. Both of them dominated the soft parts of their schedule, and both of them have looked like dog shit against the good parts of their schedule. It's just that those were inversed in terms of when they happened chronologically. WE faced the super soft part of their schedule to start the season. LNG faced literally the eight best teams in their first eight games. So, yeah, I think, you know, LNG have looked a lot better of late. There's a reason for that. They haven't faced anybody good in literally 4 weeks. So, like quite literally the best team that they faced in the last 4 weeks was probably Invictus, who they beat 2-1. They dropped a series to LGD, but they've won every game. They've won all but one game besides that series. And they dropped one game to Ultra Prime, but they've beaten everybody else 2-0. So, does that look familiar to you? These teams play the same way. They've performed well against the soft part of their schedule. They've not done well against the good part of their schedule. They both need this win for playoffs. They have the same exact record. They're neither of them are locked in yet. And yeah, like literally this, it's so funny. These two teams, even if you look at like the tail of the tape, I have posted on the Patreon, the win-loss analysis, all that stuff. They look identical. They're very, very similar teams. So you're getting a +170 dog with side choice in this match. You know, the model does like LNG more, but again, the model weights recent performance more heavily, and WE have faced a difficult schedule, and LNG have faced a tougher schedule. Net, like, overall, these are the same team. These are quite literally the same team. It's probably the 6th and 7th best team, or the 7th and 8th best team, or the 5th and 6th best team, however you want to rate it. These are probably, like, that's where these two are. They're in the same tier. They're in the same quality. They grade the same. Like, it's the same team. It's the meme from The Office. Corporate needs you to find the difference between this picture and this picture. It's the same thing. Model likes kill total unders as well. I only played it for map one, laid -115 for under 24.5 kills for one unit. Also played, so Team WE on the money line +170 for one unit, and Team WE -1.5 maps at +439 for 0.2 units. Last match in the LPL, we have Ninjas in Pajamas +429 on the money line, +1.5 maps at +117, -1.5 at +1007, versus Billy Billy Gaming -603 on the money line, -1.5 maps at -142, +1.5 at -1812. This is only the second time this season that Ninjas in Pajamas have been underdogs. There's a reason for that. They were favorites coming out the gate. But, you know, they've overall been pretty good. Billy Billy are locked into the one seed. This match does not matter to them. They can't lose the one seed. They can't gain on anything. That does not mean that they're going to be mailing this match in. They're still starting all of their starters. NIP are currently the four seed. They could get to as high as three. I think they can get to the two seed if Top lose out, but I forget. So they're battling for seeding right now, mostly to stave off losing a bye. Right now they are the four seed, and they want to kind of hold on to that. So they do kind of need this win. The thing is, even before considering the situational angle here about this match not mattering for BLG, this is like too big a price. Ninjas in Pajamas are not... They're a volatile team. They do some really stupid shit. They remind me a lot of like KT Rolster or... You know, I've compared them to like the 2018-2019 era Invictus Gaming, where that team would just do, like, they would just have these games where they just did the dumbest shit imaginable, and you're like, how is this an elite team? And, like, they'd have a lot of, like, for fun kind of games, and then other series, they were, like, the best team in the world, and then they eventually did win Worlds. Like, so I think NIP, they're just super volatile, but, like, they have the upside. Like, if they're in their, like, upper third, like percentile of their games, they're one of the, they can beat the best teams in the world. It's not a question. So this match reminds me a whole lot of the D plus Gen G series from this past weekend, where you have a team that's clearly one of the best teams in the world in Billy Billy against the team that is just too good to be like catching this big of a number, period. They're too good. Ninjas are a flawed team. They have their issues, but like the upside is there. They're very talented. Their underlyings are very good. I mean, shit, the model made this plus 166 minus 183. Like if you artificially add VIG to it. Like there's no way NIP should be laying this big a number or catching this big a number off, especially offside. I got plus 117 on the plus 1.5 maps. There's not a chance that that's right. And I know Billy Billy have been a great offside team, but this is just like that T plus series. It's just like it. They like almost every aspect of it. NIP their underlyings aren't quite as good as D plus Kia. But they're like sort of in the same ballpark. They're like slightly below that. And I just think it's too big a price. Like, yes, Billy Billy are the best team in the LPL. Yes, they're very, very good. But this is too big a price. Plus, what are we getting? Like plus 429 is what? What's the implied on that? 429 implied is what? Like 20-something percent? 18.9%. There's no way that they're 18.9% to win this series. It's just a bad price. So I'm playing this one super aggressive like I did with D+. If Billy Billy beat me, then so be it. I can live with it. Ninjas in Pajamas plus 1.5 maps at plus 117 for 1.5 units. Ninjas in Pajamas Moneyline plus 429 for 0.4 units. Ninjas in Pajamas minus 1.5 maps at plus 1,007 for 0.1 units. I also played the Ninjas in Pajamas First Blood for plus 109 for 1 unit on map 1 only. NIP have a 72% first blood rate, and they're getting plus 109 on this. I know Billy Billy are 60% to get first blood themselves, but the first blood price is typically correlated to the money line price. And again, that's way off, and therefore this is off. I'm kind of quadruple dipping on this, but I think this price is just so far off, you have to be aggressive with it. You can stake this however you want. I staked it on the plus 1.5 maps. If you want to go, you know, more evenly split between the plus 1.5 and the money line, that's fine too. I have no problem with that. I might actually come back later on today and add to this, but for now, that's what I'm playing. Moving on to the LCK, our first match in the LCK tomorrow is a great one. We have Hama Life Esports, minus 309 on the money line, minus 1.5 maps at plus 106, plus 1.5 at minus 867 against D plus Kia, plus 242 on the money line, plus 1.5 maps at minus 129, minus 1.5 at plus 575. When are the markets going to start putting some respect on D plus? I don't get it. This team should never be this big of a dog. This reminds me so much of KT Rolster in 2023. Like, this is a good team. I know they're sloppy. I know they do some dumb shit. But they have world-class numbers. They have world-class underlyings. They can beat these good teams. They are the upset team. We also know that Hamwha have not fared well against the good teams, period. They just don't. I know they're coming off of a win against T1. I know they have the capability to do so. But over the last year and a half, that's not been the case. This number is way too big. It's way too big. I understand making a Hamwha a favorite in this contest. I really do. But this number is way, way, way too big. D plus should never be this big of a dog. D plus are offside for this, so I'm not going to go super heavy on the money line for this. But I think the plus 1.5 maps at minus 129, I played 1.5x, 1.5 units. D plus money line plus 242 for half a unit. And D plus minus 1.5 maps at plus 575 for 0.1 units. Offside, it's going to be pretty tough for them to win back-to-back, but I still think the price is just dead wrong. This price is just wrong. That's all there is to it. I don't really have much else to say. People need to start putting some respect on D+. Fifth and final match is DRX plus, like, 1,700, plus 1.5 maps, like, plus 350, minus 1.5 is, like, 30-1, versus T1, minus 3,700, minus 1.5 maps at minus 431. This is a dog or pass situation. DRX are eliminated. Sometimes when you get eliminated teams, they loosen up and they play better. This is dog or pass. That said, this match, T1 actually do need to win. I think they need to win at least one game, and then they have to win the match. Doesn't matter if they win a 2-0 or 2-1. But if they win the match, then they will lock in the 2 seed. They will fend off Hama Life Esports, who are gunning for them. So I'm probably going to play kill total overs in this just because this has all the this is all the ingredients for the recipe for a fiesta. But right now there are no derivatives posted on anything for this. So no action on this one yet. Likely take kill total overs when they're posted, if they're even posted. So that's going to be it for me. Again, I'll be back later tonight with an LEC post. Best of luck, and I will see you then.